Okay, right now we're going to listen to Mary Lou. She has some community service announcements that we would like to share with our listeners. What's happening in and around the Native community here in London? Mary Lou?
Thanks, Dan. There's a traditional healing circle on Wednesdays at Nameron at 7 p.m. This is for men and women, and it's facilitated by Paul Rodart. You can call Nameron at 672-0131 for further information. There's the Elders Conference being held in Toronto on March 19th through to the 21st. That's at 16 Spadina Road in Toronto. There's a reception and potluck supper for the Peacemaker Drama March 2nd at the Nameron Friendship Center at 260 Colburn Street in London from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. in the honor of the singers from Tiandananga First Nation and the Eagle Flight Singers and Drum, who are in town for the Founders Day London 200 event. Please bring covered dish. Everyone's welcome. This is sponsored by Wish Cayeg, the London chapter of the Canadian Alliance in Solidarity with Native Peoples. There's a presentation and discussion on Native spirituality, sources of strength in the face of struggle. Included in this presentation will be reflections on the experience of Professor Dokis during his visit to South Africa and parallels in the lives of Canadian Aboriginals. Terry Dokis, Professor of Social Work, Canadore College, North Bay. This is going to be on Wednesday, March 10th, 1993, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Student Lounge at King's College. This is sponsored by the Departments of Philosophy and Religious Studies and Social Work at King's College. For further information, contact Dr. Schmeiser at 433-3491, extension 364. The Center for Research and Teaching of Canadian Language and Department of Anthropology presents Chief Jake Thomas, Iroquoian Institute, Brantford, Ontario. The theme of his discussion will be Native culture, tradition, and history. This is going to happen on Friday, March 12th at Room 2050 in the Social Science Center, and it's at 2 o'clock, and I thank Lindy Liu for this announcement. And that's all I have for now, Dan.
Miigwech, Nyawe, Mary Lou. And I just have one announce a couple announcements. On Sunday the 28th, that's tomorrow, there will be a powwow committee meeting at the Nameron Friendship Center, located at 260 Colburn Street. And the time for that meeting will be 1 o'clock. So anyone interested in volunteering their efforts, their time, energy for the powwow committee are welcome to attend. So hope to see you out there. Also, just like to mention again, on Tuesday the 2nd, this coming Tuesday, there will be the reenactment down at the Forks of the Thames. This is in concert with the London 200 Founders Day reenactment. And also, just like to welcome people to the Nameron Friendship Center from 4 to 7 when we will be having a potluck reception. Just like to repeat that because the Peacemaker Drum and the Eagle Flight Singers will also be there. The Eagle Flight is a local group. One of the persons that are also taking part in the day-long activities will be Phil Mamberto, as well as Dean Kicknasway. So you can meet these other people who will be sharing their teachings with the children from these, I believe there's something like 38 public school grade 4 classes that will be taking part in a glimpse of what London was like 200 years ago. Just like to also mention that today is a historic day. It was today, 20 years ago, that members of the American Indian Movement occupied the village of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. And it was on this day that the American Indian Movement, at the invitation of some of the elders, women, children on Pine Ridge, wanted some kind of redress, wanted some kind of change in the way that they were living on that reserve. The tactics that were inflicted upon them by Bill Wilson, Sioux tribal leader for the Pine Ridge Reservation, and his goon squad have been documented in many books, in the newspaper Akwesasne Notes. A little bit of it was talked about in the movie, I believe it was Powwow Highway. They talked about the goons in that movie. They talked about the goons in Thunderheart. These goons were a reality. That you could say in some people's distorted minds that they were actually trying to defend democracy. I don't know if that could be construed as being the case. They were hurting and harming their own people. But it was these people who were being victimized who invited the American Indian Movement, a traditional spiritual movement of men and women who came to bring back the ceremonies, the language, the songs, the dances, and who started to revive in Native people pride once again. And much the same as what happened at Oka, you know, it takes a small core group of people to bring about and raise about enough awareness and consciousness of the people for us to be woken up, to be revived. And I think this was accomplished both at Wounded Knee and at Oka. So, you know, we want to just pass that on, share that with you. On Thursday, March the 4th, there will be an advanced screening of a play or a film called It Starts with a Whisper. This is a film that was produced by Bay of Quinte Productions. Bay of Quinte Productions is located in Brantford, Ontario. The writer, producer, director of this film is Shelley Nero. Shelley is a Mohawk from Six Nations. She is also going to be featured with an exhibit down at the London Regional Art Gallery in February of 1994. This film screening is going to be at the Euclid, which is located at Euclid and College Street. The admission is free, and the doors open at 8:30. That's for It Starts with a Whisper. So anyone who would like to go see that, we have information here at Smoke Signals for people who are interested in that. Terry Dokis, I just want to reiterate that on the 10th. Terry was here 3 years ago. He was at King's College, and I'll tell you, you're in for a real teaching. If you want to know more about the spirituality of Native people, Terry has a way of communicating the spirituality that is practiced by Native peoples and the healing that is practiced by Native peoples. And I think if you really come with an open mind, you're going to walk away more knowledgeable and fuller in your heart and mind of our spiritual relationship with our Creator, with our songs, with our teachings, etc. So I'd just like to share that. On the 13th is Honor Our Children Feast, which will be taking place at Namron. It begins at 12:30, and this is Saturday, March the 13th. There will be a food sale on March the 12th, the same day that Chief Jake Thomas will be there. Chief Jake Thomas is a mentor of mine. I've known him since my childhood, and I hope a lot of people come to hear him. He is one of the last persons living today who can recite the great law of peace. He is one of the only people that can do that. And that when that knowledge and wisdom goes, you know, we have to start looking at ways on how we can keep that, how we can retain that great law of peace so that we have it for our future generations. So I hope people come out for that. There will be a Canadian Alliance in Solidarity with Native People Council meeting at 3 o'clock Sunday, March the 14th in Toronto at the Native Canadian Center on Spadina Road, 16 Spadina Road. The Elders Conference takes place on March 19th, 20th, and 21st. And as we said before, we hope to see you all there. On March the 17th, Cashton, Buffy St. Marie, Shingus. MC will be Charlie Hill. They will be performing at Massey Hall in Toronto. And hopefully we may get to that. I'm not sure right now, but my hopes are high about that. Okay, so that's now we're going to listen to Davis Mitchell, and the song that Davis Mitchell will be singing is There's a Beautiful Girl. Davis Mitchell is a Navajo from the Southwest. He comes from New Mexico, and he has a very unique voice, and you'll hear that shortly. I just like, when I first heard him, I was very touched by the uniqueness of that voice of his, and we want to share that with you now. Here is Davis Mitchell on Smoke Signals.